Morelli wrecked my screen. Guess he in a hurry. I noticed you only talk ghetto half of the time. I'm multilingual, Ranger said. I followed him to the door, feeling jealous, wishing I knew a second language. My sleep was deep and dreamless, and I might have slept until November if it weren't for the relentless pounding on my front door. I squinted at my bedside clock. The display read 8:35. Used to be I loved company. Now I cringed when someone knocked on my door. My first fear was of Ramirez. My second was that the police had come to haul me away for auto theft. I picked the SureGuard off my night table, stuffed my arms into my robe, and dragged myself to the door. I closed one eye and looked through the peephole with the other. Eddie Gazzara looked back at me. He was in uniform, holding two Dunkin' Donuts bags. I opened the door and sniffed the air like a hound on a scent. Yum, I breathed. Hello to you too, Gazzara said, squeezing past me in the little hallway, heading for the dining room table. Where's your furniture? I'm remodeling. Uh-huh. We sat opposite each other, and I waited while he took two cardboard cups of coffee out of one of the bags. We uncapped the coffee, spread napkins, and dug into the donuts. We were good enough friends that we didn't have to talk while we ate. We ate the Boston creams first. Then we divided up the remaining four jelly donuts. At two donuts down, he still hadn't noticed my hair, and I was left to wonder what my hair usually looked like. He also hadn't said anything about the mess Morelli had created while searching my apartment, which gave me pause to consider my housekeeping habits. He ate his third donut more slowly, sipping his coffee, savoring his donut, sipping his coffee, savoring his donut. I heard you made a recovery yesterday, he said between savors. He was left with just his coffee. He eyed my donut, and I protectively drew it closer to my edge of the table. Don't suppose you'd want to share that, Gazzara said. Don't suppose I would, I replied. How did you find out about my recovery?
Locker room talk. Your prime conversation these days. The boys have a pool going on when you'll get boinked by Morelli.